got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no. I've got World Cup fever. Oh, Jess, I've come down with World Cup fever. Oh,
God.
I think I'm allergic to the Socceroos winning. I'm covered in it.
This is too much.
Oh, no. I'm sick.
Wow.
I am sick.
You
because
are sick.
Australia beat Denmark. Sorry, I'll just use this for later. Australia beat Denmark at 2 a.m. this morning.
I saw you working on that. It's like, what is he doing?
Work. This is important, Jess, because how dare you take away the incredible efforts of the Socceroos, who were given no hope to make it out of the group in the World Cup over in Qatar.
Everyone called my cat Penny a liar when she predicted the Socceroos were going to win.
Yeah, well, she did predict they were going to beat France, and that's the only team they didn't beat. They beat every other team.
But maybe she was thinking ahead.
Yeah, right. Classic psychic cat Penny. But Socceroos won. They finished second in their group. That means they're going through to the final 16 of the World Cup. They're going to be playing on Sunday morning against Argentina, which is the second best team in the world, Jess. But you know the name Lionel Messi, however you say it.
Sure.
However you want to say it. I know you correct me, even though I'm the one that watches soccer exclusively.
I didn't correct you.
Yeah, you were like, it's Lionel. He's scared. He's scared of Australia, and rightly so, because I don't know. If I've got World Cup fever, maybe it's spreading.
You've got the vibes.
Like a good rash, it'll spread across the country. And did you see the video footage of like Federation Square and like the Star Casino in Sydney? It's incredible. People are getting up. I saw like an old biddy at Federation Square, 3:30 in the morning, jumping up and down, proud of her country.
Just getting around it.
And if you're listening across Geelong and the Surf Coast, it's a very unique community soccer fans, and it's so incredible. I get very emotional watching the Socceroos because no one ever gives Australia a chance. No one ever gives them anything. And like, there were grown men crying in Qatar today because they've realised what they've achieved.
It's pretty
beautiful.
It is pretty incredible considering the tough, tough group that they were in.
Yep.
That we've even made it to the second stage. It's like we've won.
Well, Denmark, who we beat this morning 1-0, is ranked 10th in the world. The 10th best soccer team.
Imagine having
team
to go
world.
Back to Denmark today. Like
Copenhagen Airport, it's going to be a bit sad.
Oh, we lost to the Aussies.
But just the fact that they've made it to the final 16, it's the second time they've ever done it. Last time was 2006. I'm wearing green and gold today, very proudly, like a lot of people I've seen across town.
You've been running around the office screaming something?
I'll do it. Food! Cristiano Ronaldo does that, but he's not Australian, he's Portuguese. But
good.
I've also been singing We're Down to Get Lecky. Matthew Lecky scored the goal today to the tune of Down to Get Lucky by Daft Punk. So, you know, we're all having fun. And that's important that we're all having fun, Jess, because the Socceroos are doing incredible things and no one gave us a chance.
I'm
saying us because I feel like I'm part of the team.
What do you give their chances? What do you give your chances on this weekend?
Yeah, look, me and the boys, we're looking forward to the game. But as you know, we can only take it day by day. We're going to focus on rehabilitation. We're going to follow up on rest, recovery, and we're going to tackle it. We're going to take some time, celebrate this, use this to take down one of the best teams in the world.
You're a pure athlete.
I tell you what, it's the cup's coming home. It's coming down under.
Sure.
Sorry, spoiler. If you're into spoiling movies, I've just spoiled everything. Australia's going to win the World Cup.
We've got things to prove, Tim.
I will never come out of this shirt. I'm going to get this tattooed onto my body. 6 a.m. Sunday. I'll see you there.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
On 52232955, asking the very important question tonight. If there was going to be a breakfast pasta, how would it be made? What kind of pasta would we use? What kind of toppings would we include?
I cannot believe Ali Lang didn't got the job at ACA. You're asking the hard-hitting questions that we all need answered. This is incredible. And you know my beef with breakfast food. Why so limited with options? Why so many rules?
Well,
let's bring spaghetti and pasta down to brekkie.
Why can't we have pasta during breakfast time?
Yeah.
You know, and I understand maybe a bolognese is too heavy for a breakfast food. Mm. We've had some great suggestions coming through at K-Rock Geelong. Our tech Dean has weighed in. He said fettuccine with jam and Cocoa Pops.
No, Dean. Anyway, thanks for getting in touch, Dean. Emily in Port Arlington's given us a call. Emily, what are your thoughts on this?
maple syrup for sure.
Oh, I don't know if we can use pancake methodology with this.
So, like, on what kind of pasta, Emily?
Like, you know, the movie Elf, like when he does the, like, chocolate sauce. Do you know?
You're not the only one to think this, Emily. Fiona also said Pop-Tart syrup marshmallows. We're big fans of the Christmas movie Elf.
Yes, amazing.
Isn't it more strange that we see, it's more common to see like ice cream and chocolate sauce and maple syrup in breakfast more than like a spaghetti, like a simple carbohydrate? It's bizarre. It is bizarre.
Okay, so something a bit sweeter, you think, Emily?
I think so.
All right.
I'm not convinced. I don't know. I feel like it needs to be like a start your day kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. Cara in Werribee, what are your thoughts? How would you do a breakfast pasta?
I'd make pasta out of oat flour, so like porridge, and then use like custard as the sauce.
Oh, I can't. You had Tim until custard sauce.
I do like oat flour.
Would you use any toppings, or would that be it?
Oh, you could put whatever you wanted on it.
Cara, what do you think?
Like bacon? A lot of people saying bacon should be included.
What are those little pieces of bread called?
Croutons.
I think croutons in like a fettuccine with like an avocado-y chili sauce.
Chili at breakfast time?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess chili scrambled eggs. Yeah.
And then, maybe a bit of pumpkin in there.
Bit of pumpkin?
What do you
reckon, Cara?
Yeah, what if you went like a Japanese style and you did like a bacon broth almost with pasta in it.
All right, Cara, we'll add it to the system. I quite like it. Lily in Finesford. Lily, what are your thoughts about breakfast pasta?
I think that you could do like a scrambled eggs and bacon kind of pasta.
Isn't that carbonara?
Not quite carbonara. You know, like you could have like bits of chopped up like breakfast sausage in there as well.
Yeah. Like a chorizo with some scrambled egg. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, maybe capsicum or almost like an omelette type of thing.
You've really sat on this and thought on it, haven't you?
Lily, what kind of shaped pasta would you go with for that? Maybe bow ties?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Absolutely bow ties. Whistling the way home, listening
to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, it is only December 1st, but that means 23 days until Christmas. 24 days for Christmas. 23 nights until Christmas. No, what am I... Don't make me do math. That's not what I want to talk about anyway.
I've said nothing. Come on, mate. What's up? I know you're excited about Christmas.
I am excited about Christmas. Finally get to crack out the Christmas dresses.
Proud of you.
And if you and your kids want to track Santa this Christmas, there is a way you can do it because the...
Before you say it, can I guess how it would work?
Go for it.
Because I'm thinking how to catch a predator.
Oh.
In this scenario, Santa is the predator. As I said before, bag and tag. It's a fishing term.
No.
So we've caught Santa. You know, just a clip to the ear, like an earring. Like an earring, Jess.
I don't think anyone's caught Santa.
Okay.
Very busy this time of year.
Is it like cattle spraying? So you get him in like, you know, you put a little mark. Is it a brand? Are we branding him? Chipping,
no.
Microchipping.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, have teamed up to unwrap a little gift for you this Christmas.
Great.
And they've launched a Santa tracker that you can follow online.
Now, sounds very Northern Hemisphere-ish.
They do track Santa across the entire world. So the NORADSanta.org is where you can follow it. You can find it. There's apps as well on your Android and on your Apple devices.
Smart.
And you can track Santa from like the Christmas Eve.
If your kids are asking, "Mommy, Daddy, where's Santa?"
Yeah.
Just as a good parent, give him a screen. You go, "Here you go." There's Santa. That's
Leave
what he's
me alone.
Doing.
That's what you do with
you
children.
You and I aren't parents, but I think we've got this
figured
out. I think
we've nailed it. That's, chuck kids in front of screens more often,
and you're
right.
Christmas is only 10 days away, so we don't have a lot of time, Jess, to download this app. It's almost 48 hours now, and I'm getting nervous. Christmas Day. Hot dog.
You're terrible.
No, I'm terrible. I can't believe you're saying this to me on Christmas Eve of all days. Unbelievable.
NORADSanta.org is where you need to go if you want to follow Santa on Christmas Eve this year.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I'm going to do something on this show that I don't think I've ever done before.
It's all right, mate. It's okay. This is very brave of you. I'm very happy for you. I'll get out of your way because I know this is hard for you to get through.
I would like to admit that I was maybe wrong. We've lost him. He's on the floor. Timmy, I'm going to need you back, buddy.
Sorry, mate. She's passed out. What day is it? What day is it? It's me. Sorry.
Maybe I was wrong.
Say that again. Say it again. Just fair.
I was wrong.
Touch my nipples.
Tim, what about you might ask? Well.
No. Anyway, time to play the song.
For years, I'm talking from primary school, I have told people I don't eat donuts. I don't like them. I don't like the taste.
Yep.
I don't like the texture. I don't like how yeasty they are.
Oh, never have I ever been into anything and gone, geez, a bit yeasty.
I just never liked donuts. I love buying them for other people. Yeah. Everyone else seems to love a donut. So I usually will buy a dozen, bring them to work or whatever.
Honestly, if I'm treating myself, which I rarely do, I will go and get a pink donut.
You love it? It's specifically a pink one. Yeah.
I don't know why I like it so much. And I have petitioned for years because you keep going, I don't like donuts. And you make such a big deal out of it.
I do.
And I always said, Jess, look, I've known you coming up on 7 years. I feel like I know your likes and your dislikes enough to know that I think you might be wrong and I think you like donuts, but you're just refusing to give it a go because maybe when you were five, you had a bad experience.
I've tried many a time. I've tried a Krispy Kreme. Everyone's like, oh, you've got to like Krispy Kreme.
No.
Oh, you've got to try this one from Woolworths. No.
Hey, I'm going to do an unsolicited shout out here.
Here we go.
Is it Flower Boy up in Westfield? Yeah. Mate. They're pink donuts.
I haven't tried those.
They are the shit.
But I might give them a go now because I found out I've been eating donuts for a few months now and I didn't realise it was a donut.
Wow. How?
So near my boyfriend's house, my boyfriend Akshay lives like near a whole bunch of like Asian bakeries. Mm-hmm. And at one of these bakeries, there was an item that never was labelled, so I always called it the sweet twisty bread.
Is this sweet twisty bread?
Turns out, sweet twisty bread that I've written songs about, Tim, because I love it so much.
Can you give us a little bit of a sweet twisty bread song?
Sweet twisty bread. I sing it while I eat it.
Yeah.
Because it's tasty.
What a fun life you lead.
Turns out, we went to the store over the weekend. It's labelled, not sweet twisty bread, French donut.
French donut, yeah.
French donut. My whole life is a lie.
Isn't it interesting? Like, we all have those things where we die on a hill and go, no, I don't eat these. Like, I don't eat zucchini. I'll leave it. If my wife cooks it in our meals, I will leave it at the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to turn around on zucchini. But I'm glad that you're turning
around on donut.
You never
know. Because maybe if someone put it in a bowl and said it's cucumber, you'd eat it and you go, that's delicious.
I feel
surprise,
like, yeah.
It's zucchini. I thought it was an eclair. It wasn't.
I feel like you're having what I had with spiced rum in 2015.
Right.
I was like, I don't like rum. I think I like rum.
Tim, I think I like donuts.
This is huge here. I'm
specifically
glad.
Specifically French donuts. Yeah.
But you never
donuts
know.
Donuts nonetheless.
It's kind of like getting towards red wine. Like you start with port.
Yeah.
I think I have a drinking problem. I've just brought up a lot of alcohol. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you could work your way to a pink donut.
So to everyone.
Cinnamon, I think I would advise a cinnamon donut next year.
See, I don't love cinnamon that much.
Oh, here we go. In 3 months' time. I think I'm going to admit I'm wrong. I love cinnamon donuts. I do. I really like them. I know. Here we are. I didn't think it was going to happen. It's exactly what's going to happen.
Shut up.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you, mate.
Let's go get some doughies.
Sweet twisted bread.
Yeah, not anymore. Sweet French crust bread donut.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Every single Thursday, we settle our differences in the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. We like to have this safe space. If we disagree, we can come here, get someone else to decide as the judge who's right. Helps us resent each other a little bit less. But I'm standing in for somebody today, Jess.
Yeah, look, you think that I'm being unreasonable with my boyfriend, Akshay, yet again.
Just let the boy live his life. He's a grown man.
He got all pissy at me the other day because I tried to take off the protective film from his microwave.
Let's be honest. Try is an incorrect word because he said, hey, don't peel that off. I quite like it. I've had this microwave longer than I've loved you. That's a true thing. I might be paraphrasing. And he said, I would prefer if you didn't peel that off. What did you do?
I waited until he left the room and I peeled that baby off.
If you did,
it looks so much better.
If the situation was reversed, you would be furious.
I would be. But I'm right in this situation, right. So I'm not angry.
So whoever's called up on 52232955, they have a very serious honour here. They are the judge. They have to tell us what's going on. Because I'm here to stand in for your boyfriend because he cannot stand up for himself on this radio segment. Deanne in Torquay is our judge. Good afternoon, Your Honour. Deanne.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. You must feel so silly. That is crazy. Deanne, Your Honour, you've called through. How passionate do you feel about technology with their plastic casing and their coverage?
Yeah, I am so passionate about this. It's part of the joy of buying something new. You peel that thing off.
Yes, Deanne. Yeah.
Because it's got that little corner bit and it's inviting. It is, I'll admit.
If you leave it on, Deanne, doesn't it get all like grubby and like it's not supposed to be there?
It's bubbly. It's like it's not right.
Yeah.
What
I'm hearing, Deanne, is I'm completely 100% in the right and I definitely should have taken the film off his microwave, right? Wow. Thank you.
Deanne,
and
once he realizes, then he needs to buy you something new as well.
Deanne. I like this judge,
Tim. This is an interesting judge. Like, you know what? No sentence. Here's $100,000. Deanne, don't you find it disrespectful that her boyfriend, Akshay, said, hey, I know it might sound silly, but I'd prefer you to not. And then she's ignored him and done it behind his back.
Yeah, but he probably didn't really mean that.
Deanne. Yeah, I agree.
Who are you?
Deanne, I think we should be best friends.
Deanne, I'm going to hand you the gavel. When it comes to peeling off the protective film on technology, can you do it or do you leave it alone?
You'd do it.
You are the most laid-back, casual judge we've ever had.
Genuinely, if I wasn't sitting in this seat right now, do you think that I would be Deanne on the phone?
Yeah, I think you'd be in the other room going, oh, hello, yes, I think Jess is completely right and very sexy too. Deanne, because you are a judge today, you've got our Go Boat Experience voucher. Australia's favourite electric picnic boats are in Geelong and you can have an hour session on Tim and Jess, okay?
Oh, my God, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
What a delight of a person. That was really nice.
Judges were like, Deanne.
Yeah. I mean, she's dogged your boyfriend, but at the end of the day, she can get on the boat and go away from him.
You shouldn't be so wrong, Tim.
And that's the Go Boat Experience for you.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.